a game, so I explain it pretty easily. Listen, I'm only going to explain this one more time. Because he's forced out. It's a force. Because he must. He must.
Welcome to Because They Must,
a sports history podcast
with me, Tyler Ross,
and me, Sophia Burks.
And thank you for tuning in.
And you listening to us.
We're all a part of it. We're a team because this is about sports.
Yeah, there's no I in team, right?
There's no I in podcast.
Oh, wow. Is that the end of the episode? Good job.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in.
That was a real lesson right there.
How are you?
I'm, you know, living, laughing, loving. I'm here.
Living the vida loco.
Loca. Isn't that what it
Maybe,
is?
Maybe. I think you're right.
Dang.
Oops. Anyway.
We'll just edit that out so no one knows how probably not. Silly it was.
Oh, boy. So anyway.
I'm excited to see what this episode is about. We had Tiger Woods last week.
Mm-hmm.
Learned a lot. I don't remember any of those numbers you told me, but I do remember the juicy stuff.
He was an impressive guy with his skills. Mm. Well, we're going to talk about another impressive guy today.
Oh, great. Oh. Another man. You know, I'm going to say this, Tyler, because you're the one, you know, in charge of what we talk about. Where's the female perspective here? Where is it? We finally got a Serena, a Venus and Serena movie, but it was about their dad.
Yeah.
Stinky.
Here's the problem. I think it's because, at least, and I'm sure I'm going to be wrong on this, but most female athletes aren't like doing crazy Dennis Rodman things.
Well, because they can't, because they have to work harder to be respected.
So
I'm tired of it. Like, let women be like multifaceted. Let us be like, I don't know. Just let us be is what I'm trying to say. I want to hear more about women. I like, maybe it's just because, I don't know, men are dumb. I'm taking hard stances this episode is what I've decided. I'm alienating a lot of people.
Well, speaking of another dumb man, today we will be talking about Shaquille Rashawn O'Neal.
Okay. I'm already back in.
Okay.
Because can I tell you just like,
yeah,
okay, should we do some like, when I think of, you know, when I hear Shaq, I think of his Radio Shack commercials, just because I never watched sports.
For a second, I was like, Radio Shack? I was like, he had his own radio? And oh, my. Like, no, Shaq, like CK instead of Q.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like radio.
No, when he did. No. Oh, like he had Shaq. His own. He had his. No. When he did those Radio Shack commercials.
Well, the problem when we'll talk
I really
about
always
it,
think about that. Always.
He's in a crazy amount of commercials.
Yeah, he's in so many.
Yeah.
He's in a million.
Mm-hmm.
But like, good for him, because he was like, you know what? I'm just going to rake it in all the fucking time.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So he was born in March 6th, 1972.
Okay.
In Newark, New Jersey.
Hey! Dirty Jersey. Yeah. Oh, I love to hear it.
His father struggled with
I didn't know that he was from Jersey.
Yeah.
Why would it's crazy that no one ever like talks about it in Jersey.
Yeah, he's not really like a there's no basketball team in New Jersey, so it's hard to like
beef he's up, not like a Jersey like legend. You know what I mean? Like where it's like, it's this actor, this person, like that's their hometown hero. Like I feel like we don't have that hometown hero for him.
Where it's not like LeBron, where he was like in the area
and he played for it,
for the town,
and then he went and like played for because New Jersey doesn't have any official. We have like arenas. Well, now we do, right?
You, what do you mean official?
Well, when I was in Jersey,
uh-huh,
we didn't have like any major league teams besides like the New Jersey Devils. Like we had arenas that were in New Jersey,
mm-hmm,
but they were technically like New York teams.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So we don't have like that vibe. Yeah.
No one wants to claim that
you're either New York or Philly. Yeah. In Jersey.
It's too tiny of a state. Sorry.
It's not that tiny. There's smaller states.
Well, that doesn't make it not small, though.
I guess you're... I mean, the world is all relative.
That's true.
Does Rhode Island have any major league teams?
Hell no.
What about Massachusetts? I'm naming the tiniest ones.
I think. Maybe Rhode Island... No, I don't think so.
Hmm. Maine? Does Maine? No.
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
Anyway.
So but there's no Boston teams. Boston, Massachusetts...
Excuse me?
Boston, no, but Celtics, I Boston, well, Bruins. I did I not just say Massachusetts and you went
Well, Maine and Massachusetts. Sorry.
I said Massachusetts.
Well,
I'm pretty sure I think.
Misheard you.
I also said Maine. I said a lot of the little ones.
you were like a shotgun.
Yeah.
Of all the states so tiny. Sorry,
keep
tiny
going.
States.
Back to Jersey.
Okay. So his father struggled with drug addiction and he was in prison for drug possession, and when he was released, he signed over his parental rights to his stepfather. Gonna come up later.
Wait, what did you just say? I wasn't paying attention.
Shaq's dad signed over his parental rights after he got out of jail.
To who?
His stepfather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He came from a tall family. Mm-hmm. So his dad and mom were 6'1 and 6'2 respectively, and by 13 Shaquille O'Neal was 6'6".
Wow, that's tall.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like tall people, like, they have it rough because people always call out when you're really tall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had really tall, my family had really tall friends. And do you know what we called them?
What?
Big Jackie and Big Steve.
There you go.
Because they were just really fucking tall.
Mm-hmm.
And we called them that. Why? That's so rude. Anyway.
He practiced at the Boys and Girls Club of America in Newark. He would just go shoot around even though he wasn't really on a team.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a military family, so they moved around. He lived in, like, Germany, and then they eventually settled in San Antonio, Texas.
Wow.
And at 16, he was already 6'10".
That's tall.
Yeah, his official...
How tall are you?
Like 5'10 and a half.
And a half. Only men say like and a half.
Okay, let's move on.
You really need to put the half in there.
I just want everyone to know.
Either round up or round down. Come on.
He's like listed on things, I was looking up, he is listed as 7'1", 325 pounds.
Oh my god.
With a shoe size 23.
How tall was Andre the Giant?
I don't know that answer.
Okay, well, you should have looked that up for this episode.
Oh, yeah. That's
I need some comparisons because to me, Andre the Giant, you know.
He's a giant.
He's a fucking giant.
He's 7'4".
So he was 7'4", and how tall is Shaq?
7'1".
So only by a few inches. Mm-hmm. Wow, Andre the Giant was taller, though. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow.
But at if that we point, ever you're make... so tall, it's like it barely makes a difference, I feel like.
If they ever remake Princess Bride, which they never should because it's literally perfect, mm-hmm. Definitely I'm gonna put Shaq. I'm gonna put his name in there for the running.
Okay,
Fezzik.
In high school, when he was there for 2 years, he led his team to a 68-1 record,
mm-hmm.
And in 1989, he had 791 rebounds. Which
a
is
lot.
The state record still to this
oh,
day.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
He went to Louisiana State University. Mm-hmm. And while he was there, he was a 2-time All-American, 2-time SEC Player of the Year.
And 3-time Mr. Basketball.
In 1991, he was named College Player of the Year.
Uh-huh.
But he left college early to play in the NBA. But I do want to say he did go back and get his bachelor's degree in 2000. He had a general studies major with a minor in political science.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to get it because like his mom always wanted him to get a college degree.
Wow. And political science, too. Interesting.
He missed a home game,
mm-hmm.
so he could attend his school's graduation.
Mm.
And he made his joke on stage that he can, quote, "Now I can go and get a real job."
That's a good, like, in your fucking face to a lot of people.
Also, in 2005, he got an MBA through the University of Phoenix, saying at the time, quote, "It's something to have on my resume for when I go back into reality. Someday I might have to put down a basketball and have a regular 9-to-5 like everybody else."
How old is he at this? He's a teenager, right?
In 2000, when he said that, he was I'm doing math in my head, but he was like 20 to 30. So he was already playing for the Lakers.
Got it. I thought this was still at his graduation speech.
Yeah, I was just jumping ahead a little bit with the education stuff, all lumping it together.
Awesome.
So in 1992, he was drafted first overall by the Orlando Magic. And Shaq got player.
Orlando Magic.
Yeah, it was. It's actually an expansion team that only started in 1989. So they
that checks out for sure. That timeline.
Shaq got player of the week in the first week in the NBA.
They do player of the week.
Yeah. And he was the first player to ever do that.
It is funny. Like, I don't know. I'm picturing like it's exactly like employee of the month. Like you just get like a little plaque on the wall each week, a little gold star next to your name.
He went on to be named NBA Rookie of the Year, and he was the first rookie to be voted All-Star starter since Michael Jordan.
So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are you doing great? On two occasions during his first season in the NBA, his dunks broke the steel backboard.
Oh, shit.
Which later prompted the league to increase the brace strength and stability of the backboards. And here's just like, I found this 2-minute video of him just breaking backboards and pulling stuff down.
It went right on top of his head.
Yeah, all that glass everything.
Oh my God.
I mean, they
it's
were like,
literally a liability.
They would like,
oh my God.
He would
just pull it down. That's so scary. I hate that.
Imagine like sitting at the game and all of a sudden you're like,
he just completely broke it.
Yeah.
He's like hulking out there.
Isn't that insane? He just, it when literally was not made for him.
It really, like when they have to like change how like equipment is like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. So with the Magic in their second season, they went to the playoffs, which was obviously the first time in their franchise history since they were a brand new team.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't go very far. In their third season, he led the NBA in scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And they won their first playoff series. They even defeated the Bulls.
Wow.
In 1990.
I'm trying to say this. How do I want to word this? So you know how like the Yankees, like they're known for they have like the most wins, mm-hmm. right? Like who's that in basketball?
I would say probably the Bulls or the Lakers are probably the team I think of when it comes to that.
Okay. Those were the two I was going to say too. Mm-hmm. Okay.
In 1996, he was on the USA Olympic basketball team, and they won the gold.
Wow. I forget that they do basketball at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. They had the dream team.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to replace a player in it, but he didn't end up doing that like later on when that was like a big deal. Okay, so we get done with the third season. He's over with the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was a free agent, and he didn't like the coach. So I was reading a bunch of excerpts.
The Magic coach?
Yeah. The Magic.
I mean, that's what he is.
And the paper, the Orlando Sentinel, published a poll saying whether the Magic should fire Hill, the coach, if that were a condition of keeping Magic or Shaquille O'Neal.
You're done. You're donezo, baby.
82% said no. They'd rather keep the coach.
Okay.
And in Shaquille O'Neal's book, Shaq Talks Back, he thought that the coach was like too soft. And
that's what his book was called?
Yeah, Shaq Talks Back. That's funny. He is good at naming stuff. I will definitely say that.
Is he?
Yeah, I'd say so. We'll get to it.
Okay. Well, ooh, a little preview.
He said that he thought the coach was too soft, and he mentioned like there was times where he tried to get angry, but like no one really took him seriously because he was kind of like a more chill dude. So they did another poll and asking if they thought that Shaq was worth the $115 million that they offered him. And they all said no in the poll.
Why did they not like him?
They said he was, and he was upset by this. When I read it, that the paper at one point said he wasn't a good role model.
Why? He literally is like got he. He chose school like over a game. Like what?
It's because
so far you've said nothing about him like partying. He's just super fucking strong.
they said he wasn't a good role model because he had a kid with his longtime girlfriend but didn't have any plans to marry her.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God. Of course, Florida. Mm-hmm. Ugh, that's so gross. Okay. Well, I think it probably had nothing really to do with that. And just people were twisted and wrong. Anyway,
on the team's first day at the Olympics. Like,
okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I can't get over that because of all the stories that we've heard. Like, I don't know. He seems really level headed. He seems like he has a, I don't know. He just has like a good head on his shoulder because he has a kid out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're, that's so stupid. He's literally so good at his job that he went to the Olympics. And like represented America, and because he had a kid out of wedlock and doesn't, but he's still with the mom.
No.
Okay.
At the time, he was with her.
Well, no, that's what I meant. That's what we're talking about.
But no, they're not.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about like when this was happening, when they took their little vote. Also, why do they keep doing polls?
Hey, that's the content you have. And in who keeps
writing? I guess also you have to skew it of like, what's the demographic of that newspaper? And within that, how many, if you got a newspaper, would you fill out a little poll in it and send it back?
Hey, we do BuzzFeed things all the time now, but that was their BuzzFeed quizzes back in the day.
I disagree. I would never have like cut out the little poll, put it in an envelope, spent money on a stamp, and then sent it back to the newspaper.
I don't know. Maybe they had like a call-in thing.
Even still, I would never pick up my phone and give a little call.
Have you ever called to vote for an American
basketball?
Idol?
Who was voting? Okay. Anyway, let's keep going.
Okay. So the first day at the Olympics, he announced that he was signing with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah. Good. Get the fuck out of Florida
for a 7-year deal. Sorry, worth Florida. $121 million.
Oh my God, that's a lot of money.
Well, he said it wasn't about the money. But he was also getting a lot of product endorsements as well, moving to L.A. because he could, like, film commercials and stuff, saying after he signed this deal, I'm tired of hearing about money, 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 money. I just want to play the game, drink Pepsi, and wear Reebok.
Oh, my God. So there's a little tongue-in-cheek there.
He's fun. I think he's like,
because he's smart. Like, I think he is playing against people's expectations of him, and he knows how to undercut and like subverse those expectations in a really like playful way. I just really like him so far.
They had a good season. He was injured a little bit, but they made it to the playoffs, but lost in the second round. Then in 1996, he was playing against our buddy, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, and my God.
He shoved him. And
how was his penis at the time?
Not broken because he was on the court. But the LA Daily News said that O'Neal was willing to be suspended for fighting Dennis Rodman because they were like getting heated on the court. And he later said,
it's for what? For why? Why were they getting heated?
Playing the game. They're competitive. Okay. You know, they're rebounding. They're getting.
I didn't know if they had personal beef.
No, not that I could see. He said it's one thing to talk tough and one thing to be tough.
Wow.
So after this season.
Did he get suspended?
No. He was like, I think because they didn't end up fighting. He just like they shoved each other and they broke up.
Okay, yeah.
So at this point, Kobe Bryant joins the Lakers.
Okay.
And he, you know, he's just like a fresh face. Everyone's looking forward to him. He joins the Lakers. And in the 1998-99 season, Shaq felt that Kobe was a selfish player. And he was also reportedly jealous that Kobe's jerseys outsold his.
Oh,
so this starts to be like where they.
What were their numbers? Do you know?
Basketball number, like on their jerseys.
Yeah.
At this point, I think Shaquille O'Neal was wearing 33, and I can't remember Kobe's number.
Mm.
So, they kind of have like weird rifts, and we'll talk about that later. But just like he was excited to have him on the team at first, but then things kind of started whatevering.
Well, yeah.
So in 1999.
Because everyone wants to be the best.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like what we were talking about with Tiger Woods, where it was like when someone is so clearly like better, like what that does psychologically to you.
Yeah.
But when they're so like almost like exactly matched, you know, it like that competitiveness.
And they're both really good in like different ways too. Mm-hmm. So that's also hard to like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got this.
Yeah. You just want to be like the everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
That's a really human thing.
Mm-hmm. In 1999, they got a new coach, mm-hmm. Phil Jackson. Now this is, he's like a very like well-known, very like highly respected coach in basketball.
Sure.
He started changing things up. I wasn't going to get into the like, they started playing like a triangle.
Well, you're doing it right now.
Yeah, so, but I wasn't really going to get too far into it. During the season, Shaq scored a career-high 61 points in a game,
mm-hmm.
which is the most recent game in NBA history that a player scored more than 60 points without hitting any three-point shots. So all of these were twos,
mm-hmm.
Which is like hard to do.
Yeah.
In his whole career, Shaquille O'Neal has only made 1 3-point shot.
Wow. That's, I'll say this. I like that about basketball, that like the harder the shot was, the more points you get.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really interesting part, because no, like what other sport does that?
I think the XFL has like tried to do that, and there was a beach hockey that used to be on MTV where they had different rings for like scoring. It was like roller hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to like pull that up. It's so funny.
But that's, I don't know. That's like, for no other sport do they like, I don't know, weight the points in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really cool.
Field goals and touchdowns, kind of, I guess you could make the argument. Like there's only 3 points versus 6 points in a touchdown versus like a field goal. Kinda.
Well, no, because a field goal is like, I don't think that's the same though.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like this is like during the game, like you're in the heat of it. Whereas like a field goal is like, and a little honestly, what is even the point of a field goal?
Too much for me to even get into.
It's just, well, you know what I mean? It just is like, it's a little extra tip at the end. Whereas this is like the actual point.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
We're going to just like put a pin in that.
Because to me, it's like the field goal is like the equivalent of when they take like a penalty shot. It's almost the same exact setup.
It's either they...
It's the same setup.
Yeah, I think you have a lot of correct things in there. Yeah, I agree.
But the way you just said that made it seem like there's also some incorrect things in there.
There might be, but we'll just move it. We'll pin it for later.
I disagree, but that's fine.
In that season, though, this... First season with the new coach, he won MVP and won the scoring title for the NBA. So Shaq's still doing really great, obviously. A month before the next season, he had to get a surgery to fix his claw toe.
His what? What?
He has a claw.
He has little claws as toes. Is it all of his toes just are all stuck together to make a little claw at the front?
Claw toe is a common foot deformity in which your toes bend into a claw-like position, digging down into the soles of your shoes and creating painful calluses on the tops or tips of the toes.
So they just curl over?
They curl down, yeah, because basketball players have
They curl like that.
Would that be under? They curl under? Cause
they don't curl backwards.
Yeah.
So they curl like over themselves like closing into it. Yeah.
Basketball players have gross feet because they're always tying their shoes so tight. And
well, I've
like
seen
that.
The movie Holes, so I know that.
Okay.
Gotta get some sploosh, baby.
I think that was more about the smell of it than the feet.
Because they all have gross feet. Oh, wait, no, that was a baseball player.
Yeah.
Oops. All sports. Stinky feet.
That's fair.
Did you say that they have messed up toes just because they are wearing shoes? Is that what you just
said? Because they tie them so tightly and they're like wrapping their feet. So and they're running in them like that. Like if you just look up like LeBron James' feet, it's like he has the same similar kind of.
So are they basically doing what like women do, like that feet wrapping thing to make their feet smaller? It's like they mess up their foot basically because they're wrapping it so tight. Is that the same like effect?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He was supposed to get more surgery after like the first. He decided against it. Then they went on to win 3 consecutive NBA titles. Him, Kobe, and Phil Jackson.
I can't focus on this. Can you show me his feet? What are these? I need to see it.
Okay, hold on.
This is good anticipation. I just need to know. Oh my God. Oh my God.
So again, you're like wearing shoes.
Ew. Ouchies. Oh my God. How do they let this happen? How does the physical therapist let this happen to them? Why are they tying their shoes so tight?
Because they're running the whole time and they don't want to fall out of it.
Oh my God. But that feels like it would make it harder to run if you're warping your little toesies like that. Oh my God. Why would they do? Why is the physical therapist on site letting this happen?
I'm sure we'll get from our medical expert some follow up later.
Thank you. Learn. It's going to be your dad.
Yeah. So they won three titles in a row in 2000, 2001, and 2002. Shaq was the MVP of the NBA Finals for all three of those. Wow. And he had the highest scoring.
EGOT.
Yeah. What?
I said EGOT.
Something I loved that after that, he decided until training camp was starting to get surgery to fix a different toe injury, saying, quote, I got hurt on company time, so I'll heal on company time.
Oh my God.
Which is adorable, right? It's like, even when honestly, you're making millions like, of dollars.
Same.
I mean, that's like the equivalent of like, boss makes a dollar while I make a dime. That's why I poop on company time.
I've never heard that.
You've
before.
Never heard that?
No. And I've been thinking since I've started an office job, and it's like a really small office. Like there's like one shared bathroom for like all of us. I will never poop there. What a terrifying, anyone who poops at work is a sociopath. And I believe that. All right, continue.
So this is like more riffs of like Kobe and him are starting to take place. Like they're kind of making shots at each other in the media about like each
not just basketball shots.
Boom. About like
that was dumb.
Each other's gameplay and stuff like that in general,
which is like bad vibes for the whole team. It's like, just keep it. If there's anything I've learned from the Kardashians, it's that there's enough people out there that are going to start tearing you down. Don't start doing it within the family, you know. Keep it out of the public eye.
We will have a Kardashians connection coming very soon.
Okay.
So in 2003, in 2004, he asked for a pay raise, and the Lakers kind of ownership was hoping he would take less since to like keep the team together just to keep winning. Mm-hmm. And at an event, Shaq yelled at the owner, pay me, like to the owner.
Oh my God. That rocks. Owners suck.
So the coach then gets fired like later on, and the new coaches kind of start throwing like shade at Shaq's like physical condition, his level of play. So he asked for a trade.
Okay. I would too.
And in 2004, he was traded to the Miami Heat for a few players, one of them being Lamar Odom.
Oh, there it is.
So that's how he gets to LA because of Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, wow. That was a big storyline.
Shaq promised to bring Miami a championship, and he also wanted to be with a new up-and-comer, Dwayne Wade.
I know that name.
Yeah, he's a like extremely famous like Miami Heat player. Mm. His second season with the Heat, they won a championship.
Okay, cool. So I guess he really was worth the money.
He started having career lows in points. Says he, and he was like said later, like he didn't care about the stats as long as they win. But he started having a bad relationship with the coach at Miami.
Oh, he's been having a lot of bad relationship
he's a
with
big
coaches.
Personality, so that happens.
Yeah.
And he was traded to the Phoenix Suns in the 08-09 season. And he had a really good year there. He even became co-MVP with Kobe Bryant.
Yikes.
And in 2009, he was traded to Cleveland.
He's really been traded all over the place.
He weren't even dead.
Oh, my God. Is he like the most... I wonder who the most traded player ever is.
Ooh, that's a good question. We'll have to figure that out at another time.
All right.
When he was coming to Cleveland, his motto when he arrived was, we're going to win a ring for the king. They did not win while
he was
there.
Who the fuck is the king?
LeBron James.
Oh.
Because he had just kind of come into the league.
Oh.
Not that long ago.
Got it.
So he was the new, like, shiny object.
Sorry. In my head, I was like, who is the king of Cleveland?
We just did an episode on him.
Okay, well, I thought I was like picturing like, I don't know what I was really picturing, if I'm being honest, like a Duke that like lived in like Cleveland or something. Okay. Or like, I don't know. Keep going.
So they didn't win. They lost to the Celtics, which he would inevitably then like get traded to. And during this time, Kobe again started making like public comments saying that he has more rings than Shaq does. And then he gets traded to the Celtics, like I said, and he's asked to not be a distraction. It doesn't go great there. So in June 1st, 2011, mm-hmm. he announced his retirement after 19 years in the league.
Wow.
A couple quick things before we move on to the next part. But he led the NBA in field goal percentages 10 times. He broke Wilt Chamberlain's record of 9.
You say field goal?
Field, like the two-point shots are called field goals.
Yeah. Oh, confusing.
He was really bad
at... neither a field or a goal.
He was really bad at free throws. That was like, he's notoriously bad at free throws. Mm-hmm. So often that people would just foul him instead of letting him get like a basket. It was called a hack-a-shack.
They would foul... Wait, what?
They'd like foul him on purpose. So instead of him going up and
making two
foul.
Points, I thought you said follow.
Oh. He was ranked the... He was the third ranked player of all times in free throws taken. And he missed... In 2011, he missed his 5,000th free throw, being the second player to ever do that.
Who's the first?
I don't know.
Oh.
His jersey was retired by the Lakers and the Heat. He is one of 32 athletes with their jersey retired in multiple teams.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I thought that was really interesting.
They will run out of numbers eventually.
Yeah. So Shaq has a lot of nicknames, okay? Mm-hmm. So as I came up with this.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
So there's Shaq, the Diesel. Shaq Fu,
okay.
The Big Daddy,
I get it.
Superman, the Big Agave, the Big Cactus, the Big Shaqtus, the Big Galactus,
okay.
Wilt Chamberneezy, the Big Barry Shinikov, I don't know. The Real Deal, the Big Shamrock, the Big Leprechaun, Shaqovich, and the Big Conductor.
Some of these were nonsense sounds
yeah,
that you
they
made.
Really are. Well,
and it's funny because you can like track like which teams he was at. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So there's a couple of different things we're going to jump into about that he's done post his career and also while he was in basketball.
Mm-hmm. Why the Big Cactus?
I think it's because
that
was
definitely
Phoenix.
Yeah. Well, then I feel like the Leprechaun, and I don't really know why, but like. That definitely felt like Cleveland.
The Celtics?
Oh.
Boston?
Oh. I missed the part where you said he played for them.
Yeah, they lost to the Celtics when he played for Cleveland, and he went there the following year.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah. That's okay.
From Massachusetts.
So
which I did mention earlier.
He always wanted to work in law enforcement, and he went through the LA...
Can you imagine?
Oh, I can. And you're going to wait. Okay. So he went through the LA County Sheriff's Reserve Academy and was given an honorary U.S. Deputy Marshal's title.
Can you imagine going into that like class and Shaquille O'Neal is just sitting there?
Mm-hmm.
Or like you get stopped, like you get pulled over and Shaquille O'Neal walks up to you. You'd be at his hip in your car. You'd be at hip height for him.
Well, in 2006, he did take part in a raid at a home in Virginia. So
why?
Imagine your house is being raided. You're like, wait a second.
Was that a Shaquille O'Neal?
Is that Will Chamberlain Easy?
The Galactus is here.
When he was traded to
oh
Miami,
my God.
He began training for...
Wait, no. Go back to him raiding a house.
That's all I have on that. It was
how did you not
sprinkle.
Unpack that for me?
Because there wasn't
why
really
was he
that
doing,
much to
but
it.
Like, why? Like, was he just around the police station? They got this call and he's like, can I do a ride along? Was he like volunteering that day? How did he get involved in a raid?
I think it was just like,
they were like, we're doing a raid, Shaq. I know you always wanted to do that. Quick, we'll wait until you get here. Like, how did this happen?
Okay, so he was made an honorary deputy by the local sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm.
And he, although he was not qualified as a SWAT officer, they just had him go around with them.
Oh, my. He was with the SWAT team?
And like I said, I couldn't find more about that. That was something. But like the thing it cited was a book called... Rise.
Shaq talks
of,
back.
No.
This time, more talking.
Rise of the Warrior Cop, the Militarization of America's Police Forces and Public
oh,
Affairs.
Jesus.
So,
it was like a real book.
Yeah. So.
And Shaq was okay.
When he was in Miami, he went to Miami Beach Reserve Officer Training. and he was sworn in at a private ceremony because he didn't want to distract everyone else, and he took a $1 per year salary.
Like, just like Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm. He witnessed a hate crime and helped lead to the arrest and charges of it. Like I said, he did the raid. Then
he's so interesting. This is so cool.
And then in 2008, Virginia and Arizona, who I guess had also given like special deputyship,
mm-hmm.
Revoked it because of him rapping in public and using like racial slurs in one of his raps. So they were like, we don't like that kind of language. Arizona and Virginia.
Even though you helped us solve a crime.
Yeah.
How dare you rap?
And then in 2016, he was sworn in Georgia again to becoming holding the record. This will shock you, for the county's tallest sheriff's deputy.
Okay. They definitely made that up so that they could give that to him. Mm-hmm. Because who was holding that before? Who did they? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Some nobody.
They just were like, yeah, we guess you probably are. Mm-hmm. I mean, was Andre the Giant ever a deputy?
Ooh, good question. Now, much like
what a stupid thing to award. They definitely just made that's so dumb. Okay.
So much like all of our professional athletes we've talked about, Shaquille O'Neal is no stranger to legal issues. Now, this is a very I'm going to mess the story up. I will do my very best to like retell it from all the different things I read. But in 2010,
he arrested himself.
2010, he was sued by his personal IT technician, Sean Darling, for allegedly trying to plant child porn on his IT guy's computer.
I am too stunned. Wait, that was not the sentence that I thought you were going to say it. What?
So we're going to go. Here's how the story breaks down. Okay. This is my best version of like retelling it. So he had an ex-mistress that he was trying to hack into her voicemail and phone system.
Shaq was? You have to use names.
Yes.
Okay.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. Use Claire. Like use.
Tried to hack into the voicemail and phone system of his mistress, Vanessa Lopez. And he's just trying to get Darling to like be a part of it.
Uh-huh.
Darling reached out to the woman to tell her. So she sued him for her sued Shaq for harassment.
Yeah.
Now, Darling claimed Shaq asked him to set up a system where, quote, a system where O'Neal would use Darling's accounts to communicate with others. And he even gave Darling permission to keep all of his electronic communication so that it would be preserved.
Confusing.
He also used his law enforcement connections to obtain info on another one of his mistresses, who he again tried
to. Is he married at this time?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't tell us that part.
Yeah, so he was.
To not the mom from earlier.
I don't know that answer.
Okay.
He's getting investigated about this, so he decides to have he decides to throw his personal computer into the lake.
Okay. Wait, Shaq did or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Darling claims Shaq sent him threatening text messages. He tried to break into his voicemail as well and enlisted the help of an active Arizona detective to master a computer program that would allegedly allow him to frame Darling for possession of child pornography so that Shaq could confiscate the computer holding the evidence of his affair with Lopez.
That is the dumbest plan I've ever heard. That's like if you stabbed yourself with a knife and then you use another knife to try to get it out.
In 2009, emails quoted as evidence in the lawsuit, Shaq said, quote, got it. He will be stopped and pay for this. And then, quote, Shaq also wrote, okay, but in the meantime, old boy needs to be put in jail. We have way too many law enforcement connections to let a criminal try to get one over on mine. We don't need any distractions as we deal with the Harvard guy, shoe line guy, restaurant guy, real estate guy, and everything we were planning to do after basketball life. So
I'm going to be honest, but the thing you just said was so confusing.
It was just him saying in an email to someone else, we need to get this guy in jail so he doesn't mess up my other things.
Oh, got it.
That was it.
Got it. I thought he was talking about being threatened by other guys. I was so confused.
No, he's just mentioning all the other deals he has, like, coming through, and he didn't want to lose those because of all this mistress stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Off the court, one relationship I thought was funny I wanted to highlight was in 2010, he dated Hoops, who appeared on Flavor of Love and I Love Money.
Her? Yeah. She's, like, one of the most, like, memed person ever, that girl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's honestly amazing.
So he's acted in a lot of things, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He's one thing, he was really into professional wrestling, so he was in WWE. WCW. He's been in the ACW, and you know how you mentioned oh my goodness, words, Andre the Giant.
Yeah,
earlier?
I love Andre the Giant.
So he was in a, that was one of his favorite wrestlers.
Of
so
course.
He made.
Because he probably looked up to the guy and saw what he like did with his, with what he was given in the world. You know what I mean?
In his, some of his appearances, he presented a title belt to the winner of the heavyweight for the WCW in a match between Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair. He served as a guest host for Monday Night Raw, and he got in a like physical altercation with the Big Show on one occasion. So that was pretty cool.
A fake one?
Yeah. And in 2016, Shaquille O'Neal participated in the first ever match when he was a surprise celebrity entry in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale.
Aww.
So yeah. So
wow. I am so good at calling things and making connections.
He was also on Punk'd at one point.
How? What was his punk?
Something about his car. He was
classic. Mm-hmm. That's such a classic punk.
He's hosted SNL before.
Oh.
And at one point he was a scab when in 2000 he did a commercial for Disney, but he was fined by the union for crossing the picket line.
Oh, during the writer's strike?
Yes, I think so. And he's been in over 50 ads for companies.
Do you mean he's been in over 50 commercials, or he's worked with 50 different companies to do
50 different companies?
That, okay, well, that's a different thing than 50 different ads. Because being in 50 commercials, I'd be like, oh, I kind of was like a little underwhelmed because he's in so many. But he's done like campaigns with 50 different companies.
Correct.
Over the years.
And on a Bert Kreischer's podcast, he asked him, why do you do those awful ads with the General?
Oh, yeah. He does do the General. Those are really bad. Those are probably his worst career decision, but let's hear it.
Shaq said, because when I was broke and didn't have a penny, they gave me insurance. I'm loyal to anybody who's been loyal to me. That was the company that gave me insurance when I was broke. So that is the company I'm going to do ads for, because a lot of people are in those situations.
He is a level-headed guy.
Yeah, there's another really good moment for that's gonna come up later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like that.
Because it shows that, like, yeah, it is, like, it's a paycheck, you know what I mean? But it's not just about the paycheck.
And he's bringing awareness with his celebrity to things that, like,
to a company that, like, important to him. Is actually helping people, I think. I don't know a lot about the General.
Mm-hmm. In 2007, he hosted Shaq's Big Challenge, which was a reality show on ABC in which he challenged Florida kids to lose weight and stay in shape. And then in 2009, he had a show called Shaq Versus, which Shaq competed against professional athletes at their own sports, trying to, like, see who would
win. At their own sports? So
one episode was him and Ben Roethlisberger were throwing, like, touchdown passes to, like, receivers.
Ben Roethlisberger.
So that was a show he had for a little bit. And then one of my favorite is Kazam, which is a movie he starred in.
Yes!
And if you don't know Kazam, the description of the movie is a 5,000-year-old genie who appears from a magic jukebox to grant a 12-year-old boy 3 wishes.
Oh, my God.
So he's appeared in just like so many television shows and other movies.
You're also forgetting the best one.
Which one?
Which was Aaron Carter's I Beat Shaq.
Well, that goes into our music category.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, Shaq likes to rap. In fact, he has 5 albums.
He got undeputized because of it.
Yeah. Most notable is Shaq Fu, which is also the name of a fighting game for Super Nintendo that they made, which has a sequel, Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn.
Hmm.
So he also was a character in Ready to Rumble, the video game, Delta Force, Black Hawk Down, and in UFC Undisputed, you can unlock him as a character.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
In 1993, his debut album, Shaq Diesel, received platinum
all
certification.
These it's like pick one nickname, because I've just heard so many different ones. Mm-hmm. Pick one.
So in 2001, he was on Aaron Carter's single, That's How I Beat Shaq, and yes, started in the music video.
I remember that.
And then
beep beep, have a good time.
Oh man, that is a really silly song. I'm trying to think of
the
like,
Aaron Carter's house party one, mm-hmm, or the Beat Shaq one.
How I Beat Shaq.
It is so sick because it's literally just him like hanging out at a playground, and then Shaq comes up and like challenges a child to a basketball game and then loses.
Mm-hmm.
It's like literally a scene from Space Jam.
So in 2008, he was out at a club and he starts freestyle rapping while at the club, and he starts mocking Kobe while freestyling, saying lines, saying that he blamed Kobe for his divorce. And here's the line.
What?
I'm a horse. Kobe ratted me out. That's why I'm getting divorced.
Who remembers when Jax fucked Faith?
What?
From Vanderpump Rules.
Right. And then he also had the crowd chant, Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes.
It's so dumb. It's like such a dumb beat, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. They eventually like became like better friends.
Yeah, because they were fighting over nothing.
Mm-hmm. He was a guest rapper on Michael Jackson's Too Bad, and he also added a couple songs to the movie that he's conducted the Boston Pops Orchestra.
That is cool.
And
that's so funny.
He does some DJing now, if you didn't know.
I didn't know that. Everyone does some DJing now.
He goes by DJ Diesel.
Did you know, like, Elijah Wood does DJing?
That doesn't surprise me.
I saw him. I saw him, like, in a club DJing. Everyone DJs.
Well, funny you should say that, because our friend Dylan was at Lollapalooza that he was DJing at, because he's DJed at Lollapalooza.
That's so funny.
And Dylan told me he would, like, go into the crowd and start, like, moshing and, like, had people, like, run at him to try to knock him over, and he would knock people over. He also does this thing, like, let me see your free throw. So, like, he's kind of, like, playing on how bad he was at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he does that. Now, this last part we're going to talk about is his business, more of his business stuff,
mm-hmm,
and advertisement more specifically. So this is another really cool, like, inspiring story. So he has a shoe line called Dunkman.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be with Reebok, but he walked away from the company after an encounter with a woman who complained about the price of his shoes, saying that they were unaffordable for, like, a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to make his own Shaq line under the pretenses of making an affordable sneaker.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah,
Sneakers are expensive.
They can be. I mean,
if they're like, if you want them to not like hurt your fucking feet, I just learned that lesson that shoes are always worth spending more. We shouldn't have to spend so much, but dang.
So the
good shoe is
logo is inspired by his stepfather, who basically
wait, what? You just talked over me, so I couldn't hear
sorry.
You.
The logo was inspired by his stepfather, who told him one day to dunk instead of doing like finger rolls every time.
Uh-huh.
And so much so also that he like should be bringing his like feet up with him when he does it. Like, that's the logo for it, is him like bringing his feet up on a dunk. I'm gonna show you, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
So that became like his branding for it, was, you know, who's like this Dunkman thing based on
his
stepfather's like advice about his play style.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. In 2016, he sold the line to Walmart,
mm-hmm,
or he sold over 120 million pairs at Walmart. Mm-hmm. My apologies. And I think what's cool is, like, I think they're like $35 for those shoes.
That's so affordable for shoes.
Especially for basketball shoes, mm-hmm, too. Yeah.
Shoes are expensive. It's so stupid. We all need shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why they're so expensive. I hate capitalism.
In 2016, he purchased a Krispy Kreme location, and he became the global spokesperson for Krispy Kreme donuts.
I've never had a Krispy Kreme donut.
What? They're so tasty.
Maybe just like a glazed one. I've never really like explored the Krispy Kreme donut world.
They're all right. They're good.
Yeah.
They were giving free donuts if you got vaccinated. That was one of the many places. That's
oh, hell yeah.
Thing I could think of. In 2019, Shaquille O'Neal joined the Papa John's board of directors and invested in 9 stores in Atlanta, and he became the spokesperson for the company as part of a 3-year contract.
Huh, interesting. Didn't Papa John, didn't he go, like, kind of crazy?
He did say, like, the N-word on, like, a company call they were doing. I believe that's what happened.
Yeah, but I do remember him seeing him on TikTok, and it was extremely unhinged.
Yeah, well, once he, like, anyway, this is not a Papa John's episode. Yeah,
it's not.
He's also an active real estate entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and, like, he's really cool about it. Mm-hmm. His business ventures and real estate development project were aimed at assisting Orlando homeowners facing foreclosure.
Oh, wow.
So his plans focused on buying the mortgages of those that had fallen into foreclosure and then selling the homes back to them under more affordable terms.
And after they pulled him out of there, oh my God, he still went back and like, ugh.
Yeah, he wanted to make an investment in Orlando and help out the homeowners.
Wow.
And then in 2009, he went to Sportscaster University saying, "You have to know what you're doing. I need to learn the secrets." And in 2011,
so interesting.
He joined Turner Network Television as an TNT as an analyst on NBA basketball games, where he still works today.
Wow.
And that is our Shaquille O'Neal episode.
You know, a lot of positive stuff. And then like one really bad off-putting thing.
Yeah.
That like, I don't know. I don't know how to like, oh, possum, I agree. I don't know if I can, like, compartmentalize that thing. I don't think I should, you know? Like, that is such a bad, horrible thing if he did that to that darling guy. And even just, like, the, like, obvious, like, I don't know, harassment of the, like, women in his life as well. Has it ever been like
sneaking around?
Well, did they? Well, no, and like trying to like literally harass and like stalking them. It sounds like or, like trying to break into their like personal like information and their voice. Like it's just weird. Like,
yeah, it's weird.
It's really bizarre, and if it just feels like okay, like if that happened, like what else has happened? You know what I mean? Like, did that ever go to like trial? Like, was anyone? What did they settle out of court?
There was a lot of settling. Yeah.
Well, then that kind of like feels like an omission, but it also, I don't know, maybe it's more of like a publicity, not a publicity stunt, but it was a decision based on like not wanting any sort of media, not wanting it to really get drawn out in the media.
I think it's also like if you start throwing dirt at the person that's about to throw dirt at you, it kind of helps you ruin their credibility ahead of time. So if he has like voicemails deleted or whatever he was doing on their system, then they can't, if they start throwing accusations at him,
mm-hmm.
he can like cover his bases.
Well, he threw his computer in the lake. Yeah, well. Which also feels like, why did you do that? Like that also feels like, what else was on there? Like, I don't know. It just feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like maybe like something darker happened. I don't know. So I'm trying not to forget that part of the episode. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, what a great guy. Because like, obviously like harassing these women, like, we can't deny that the women also spoke out against it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to choose to believe them. So I don't know. I feel like there was a lot of good, but like, I don't know. I can't sit here and be like, what a great guy, because it doesn't feel right.
I think we're going to be really hard pressed to find an episode of these where
it's not, wow, oh, what a great guy.
Yeah, start to finish.
Yeah,
because
all men
stuff.
Are terrible.
Well, then it goes back to what we were saying. Why haven't we done so many women episodes?
Yeah, why haven't we, Tyler?
Saria Banali.
One? You just said one. You said the one that we've done.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know how many women? There's a lot of fucking female athletes who have broken records, who have led interesting lives, who have done really important, cool things. And why aren't we talking about
them?
Well, you're the one in charge of this.
Okay. Well, I will make sure I do a better job.
Yes.
That.
And like, you know, I'm gonna be honest, I can only hear enough basketball facts without being like, okay, I get it. You know what I mean? Give me some variety here. I want some representation up in this bitch, okay?
All right. Well, that is a good assignment for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, let's poll our listeners. You know, what do you want to hear? Let's be like that newspaper. Let's vote Tyler out of here.
No, I want to stay.
It's either me or him.
No.
Yeah. But you know, men are bad. It's like, why can't someone just be good? Why does there have to be so much confliction? You know,
you gotta live and learn, which is
live and
good
learn.
Thing.
That was a bit like, I don't know. I feel like I didn't have to learn not to harass people or threaten them. Like, I didn't really have to learn not to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Me living my life would never, I've accidentally just harassed all my exes and threatened to put fucking frame them for a crime. Like,
well, that's the episode. Thank you for listening. I really
thanks
appreciate
for listening.
It. I have a lot of out of towns. If there's someone listening to this who lives
in
other states,
no.
Check out my internet, TylerTellsJokes.com for
that's
all
not
my
what
upcoming
this is
show
for.
Dates.
Don't make him feel weird about it.
This is what you're supposed to do, okay?
Is it?
I think so. I'm trying to get better at this stuff.
Okay, well, I have nothing to plug. I guess if you're in Chicago, come to Andersonville Midsummer Fest and taste the brand off. I'll plug that.
Those are great plugs.
Or follow the roommates. I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess.
Amazing.
Feels dirty.
They want this. They need more of us. They've made it this far in the episode. What's another 10 minutes of their time?
They're very important people, Tyler.
True.
Don't worry, I got you guys back. Do what you want, live your life how you want, but I don't know, don't harass people, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know.
Great low bar to set for
yeah.
everyone.
Well, I know we have a lot of male listeners, so in case you haven't learned that already.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great
have a great life.
Day. Or good night. Sleep dreams. Whenever you're listening.
Or good
to this.
Morning. I don't know. Bye.
Bye.